Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and it's another glorious day here in Croxley Green. So we're outside, and I do hope the background noises aren't too distracting. And we're here for another edition of What We Are Reading. And what we're reading is Zeal Without Burnout by Christopher Ashe. And we're up to chapter 6, which is entitled An Encouragement, It's Worth It. It certainly is worth it, even if today you're feeling like you can't carry on. Trust God. He's got a good plan. It's going to be worth it. John recorded Jesus' encounter with the disciples when they say, eat something, Rabbi. And he said to them in verse 32 of chapter 4, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. And they were confused as someone brought him some food. He says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work, to finish his work. And of course, Jesus does. In John 19, he says, it is finished. We can finish the work that God has in mind for us. Perhaps we won't finish all the work we want to do, but we can finish all the work that God has in mind for us. Of course, the work of Jesus did seem to end in failure on the cross, but that was only a temporary moment before ultimate victory came. In 1 Corinthians 15, there's a promise we need to hold on to if we're going to continue without burnout. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, he says. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You see, if it's the Lord's labor, it's not in vain, even if we feel sometimes that we're not getting very far or getting the results that we would like, which is an interesting thing because the results are not really in our control, are they? That we'd like to think that sometimes. We need the Lord to establish the work of our hands, to make it what it is meant to be. Psalm 90, verse 17. Here's a prayer that Christopher gives us from this book. I don't know who wrote the prayer originally. Perhaps he did. But here's a prayer he offers. Lord, make my life of service worth something. Make it sure. May it be that at the end of time, this collection of dust, this temporary, mortal, frail, feeble, sinful Christian, may have achieved something by your grace that will last to eternity. Rather beautiful words, don't you think? Maybe that's a prayer you could pray. Lord, make my life of service worth something, make it sure, make it last, make it be worth something in eternity. You can look that prayer up in his book if you like. It will be worth it, not because our work makes it so, but because God's grace makes it so, because he has promised to use whatever we gift, whatever gifts, whatever efforts we've given him, he will use to his glory. We can't plan the fruit, we can't measure it, we can't even strategize for it. The fruit that comes from our work is the gift of God. Let's be humble and remember that when we don't see what we hope to see. This world is a bit messed up, isn't it? And ministry, frankly, is kind of a bit messed up because we're dealing with a messed up world. But there is grace in the disruption, as Christopher says. And that grace in the disruption humbles us. It shows us afresh our total dependence on God. We're never in a bad place when we're having to totally depend upon God. Even if the circumstances aren't good, we're not in a bad place personally, spiritually. And we can endure and hold on to the end if we understand this. I hope this has been a helpful thought from this chapter of the book. Let me know what's touched your mind or heart, what's helped you, what reflections you have on these thoughts. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, endure. It will be worth it. And have a wonderful week. God bless.